You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Still haven't given up looking for Scruff.
Morning, Eddie.
Good idea using binoculars.
You never know, he may turn up yet, Robert.
Well, it'd be wonderful if he did, but realistically, we know there's not much chance.
Oh, dogs can disappear for months, then show up again like nothing's happened.
Well, it'd certainly lift poor Lindy's spirits.
Never give up hope.
Yeah. Though, I was actually taking a look at the gulls by the treatment plant.
Well, the seagull?
Mostly black-headed.
It's only them and the crows had any good out of the flood.
All over the place, ain't they?
I'm pretty sure there's a couple of Mediterranean gulls just towards the edge of the flock, near the fence.
Oh!
Completely white wingtips, unlike the black-headed. Do you want to look?
Oh, you're all right, thanks.
Sorry. They're the first I've seen this year, that's all.
Very nice.
I know it's not everyone's cup of tea.
No. No, it's good to have a hobby.
No need to mention the med gulls to Jim, if you see him.
Oh, don't worry, I won't.
Thanks.
What I stopped for, any thoughts on what we said yesterday?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Pat.
That's all right.
I'd have been quicker, but there were a few things I had to sort out.
Don't worry, Alan.
I really did need to talk to Patrick. Make sure he's got everything he needs for the music tomorrow.
Frieda's funeral?
Yes.
How's Bert bearing up?
Well, on one level, very stoic.
It must be so hard for him.
Well, he's in shock, that's for sure.
And it's going to be a cremation?
That's right. Yeah, we're taking Frieda on to Borchester Crematorium after the service here.
I thought Bert would have chosen the green burial ground. Is that flooded out?
No. Cremation was Frieda's choice.
Oh, I see.
The burial ground isn't in bad shape, actually. Well, still a few branches and some rubbish to clear up.
It's the same all over the village. Skips everywhere.
Yeah. No, we are getting there.
Well, as I said on the phone, we'd like to do our bit.
Oh, your family's done that all right.
It's nothing very exciting, mainly soup mixes and cereals.
It'll come in very handy, Pat, especially for some of those families on glebe lands.
I know some people are struggling.
Yeah, more than you think.
You've got space to store it?
I'll make room in the vestry. It won't hang around for too long. It's a very kind thought.
Well, it was Tony's idea. Shall I start passing the boxes out?
Yeah, go on. How is he?
Oh, he's still quite weak. He's very happy. He's delighted to be home.
There wasn't much choice, really. Violas or pansies?
They look pretty good, Kenton.
And the woman said all the exciting plants, the fuchsias and a lot of stuff I frankly can't pronounce, won't be in until next week.
Well, it's a good start. All right, do you want another one?
Yeah, please, Fallon. Okay. Oh, one of the purple ones. I'm trying to alternate them.
Even a couple of hanging baskets and a planter sends out a message.
Yeah. Ignore the scummy tide marks around the pub walls. We're still in business.
Yeah, well, that's what we've got to get across.
So, you don't think I'm mad, then?
Not at all.
Well, that's reassuring. Impulse buying doesn't always pay off for me.
Well, they can't have cost much.
Oh, no. Straight out of petty cash after the bleach and the bin bags.
Yeah, probably have done the same. More compost?
Yeah. You've been so positive about everything, you're making me feel even more guilty.
Why?
When I was bagging up the last of the mess in the Plowmans, I found some property details behind the bar.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you print them off for the Ambridge Tea Service?
Yeah. I was doing a little research while we were quiet.
I'm really sorry.
You've nothing to be sorry for.
No. If everything had gone to plan, me and your mum would have come back, had a nice tidy sum on the way, been able to give you a start.
Don't keep beating yourself up.
I can't help it. I've let you down.
Well, it's not your fault you won't have the money.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have got your hopes up.
Well, it was a nice offer. But I wasn't depending on it.
No?
No. I mean, the way I see it, if the business is good enough, it doesn't need handouts.
It would have helped, though.
Yeah, of course it would. But now I've set my mind on a tea room, nothing's going to stop me getting there.
That's a spirit.
Well, raising the money is going to be a challenge, but I love challenges.
Great.
I do mean it. I mean, I know there's still plenty to put right after the flood, but... Yeah, morning like this. Huh? The sun's out.
Good, isn't it?
Everything's possible. In fact, I'm going to the bank on Thursday.
All right. Yeah. See about a loan?
Well, yeah, to talk through the possibilities. Uh-huh. I can't wait to get stuck in. This is going to be my year.
Wow. You have drunk a big glass of pick-me-up juice, haven't you?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah. I just wish your mum was. It's heartbreaking seeing her so down.
Well, losing Frieda.
Yeah, yeah, I know. One awful shock after another. It's crazy, you know. A couple of weeks ago, there we were having the time of our lives, scuba diving in Cairns. Mm. And we heard about the flood and we come back to this.
Not much of a homecoming, was it?
Pub wrecked, losing poor Frieda. And my own brother having a damn good kick while we're down.
Oh! Pansies. Perfect.
No harm in brightening the place up, eh?
We've got so much spare cash to do it with. Not like we've anything else to pay off.
Mum, Kenton's right. We've got to put on a show, business as usual, or our customers won't come back.
Oh, maybe.
And I've another idea about that as well.
The ground's starting to dry out.
Well, I'm glad I've got my wellies, though.
Oh, I haven't had my feet in anything else since it happened.
So you can see the conservatory's totally wrecked.
Yeah, I had a little look last night, actually. Yeah? After you told me what a state it's in, I hope you don't mind.
Oh, no.
Just to see if I could be any use.
It's bad enough, all the slime and mould in the rest of downstairs, but this was her favourite room.
Oh, terrible, ain't it?
Lindy says Ambridge Hall doesn't feel like home anymore. All the joy of living here has been washed away.
Yeah. Well, that's only natural at first. But she'll feel different when everything's been put right.
I hope so.
It's the same for me and Clary. I hate going back to keepers.
We try and clean a little more each day, but I'm afraid the conservatory's a lost cause.
Well, I know it looks a mess.
Imagine the pressure of the water. Once the corner post buckled, the windows will have gone, then down came the roof.
Yeah, but most of the base wall's intact, and it wouldn't take much to put the foundations right.
Don't you think so?
No, no. Well, once that's done, it's easy enough getting a new sill, frames and roof in place.
If we do replace it, we'll have to get a specialist company.
Yes, I mean, all I'm saying, well, the conservatory boys will charge an arm and a leg to put the walls and foundations right first. I can do that much for you, and clear all the debris.
That'd be useful.
At a very fair price. Insurance only stretches so far.
Yeah. Making a start might persuade Lindy there is some light at the end of the tunnel.
So when do you want me to come in?
I'm only speaking hypothetically. I mean, I'll have to clear it with the insurers first and talk it through with Lindy.
Right.
When she's got time, she's busy preparing for the flood meeting.
Well, that's on Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, and she's got so much on at work.
Oh, she's like a little dynamo at Grey Gables.
Trying to keep her mind off what's happened.
That's where it'll pay, getting her to think about a new conservatory. There's nothing like a project to take your mind off your troubles.
I'm delighted the Darrington Choral Society is going ahead with the Messiah here.
Yeah, so am I. Go on. They had started looking elsewhere.
Yes, I know.
They're afraid we wouldn't be able to cope under the circumstances.
Well, with so many meetings and support groups going on in here.
That's just what they thought. I managed to persuade them. It's exactly what Ambridge needs at the moment.
I think so too.
Do you know, to be honest, Pat, it's marvellous having the church so busy.
I know people have been very grateful to have a meeting place.
Yeah, and everyone's done wonders staffing it and keeping the tea and coffee going.
Yes.
Anyway, I told Emily from Darrington I couldn't think of a better way to bring our wounded community together again than singing and listening to the Messiah.
Shula says there'll be a collection at the end for the flood victims.
Yeah, that's right.
I know she and Elizabeth are looking forward to taking part.
Yeah, and quite a few others. Both the Thwaites for a start. There we are. That's the last of the pasta in.
Won't be able to close the cupboard now.
Oh, doesn't matter. Half of this will be gone by tomorrow.
Good.
We've got a great little team of volunteers checking on the vulnerable. the WI, lots of others.
Makes you proud to live here.
Yeah, there have been so many acts of kindness. So much bravery.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm telling you. Your daughter's boyfriend was one of the bravest.
He hurt himself quite badly getting Christine out of the stables.
I know.
To be honest, Alan, I'm rather worried about him.
Oh?
Helen told me Rob was quite blasé about it. But now he seems to be having some kind of reaction.
Well, that's not uncommon.
She says he's been quiet and withdrawn all weekend.
There's still skips full of muck and underlay all round the green.
Well, Easter Sunday's 2 weeks away, Mum. They'll be gone by then.
Well, you hope.
Look at how well most of it's drained since last week.
Well, maybe.
But we'll hire the same tent we have at the fete.
Yeah. And voila, a pop-up bull on the green.
Yeah. Well, suppose people don't want to celebrate Easter in a pop-up bull.
But that's the beauty of Fallon's Easter Egg Treasure Trail. We lure them in.
Yeah.
How?
Well, I haven't worked out all the details, but it's going to be something like follow the heads up hen.
What?
Well, it's a clever chicken who won't lay her eggs on the ground.
She wants to keep them out of the mud.
Yeah.
She'll have a job round here.
So we make a virtue out of it.
We hang clues on trees or in the phone box on buildings, anywhere up off the ground. And when the kids have ticked off the answers, they come into the tent to collect their prize.
Bringing their parents with them.
Yeah, and they all get an Easter egg.
Well, if they've got the answers right.
Yeah, so that's even more money.
Paid for 10 times over by the food and drink that the parents buy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Why not, Mum?
Look, I don't want to be awkward, but catering, something like that. I can't help thinking how we used to do it.
Yeah, I know, love.
We won't be respecting Frieda's memory by letting the bull fade away.
No.
And we don't have to do everything ourselves. We can buy in from a caterer. Nothing fancy. A big lamb tagine.
Yeah, that's all it needs.
Oh, that'd be simpler. But it's still risking cash we ain't got.
We've got some tough decisions to make, Jolene. Are we going to let the bull sink without trace or bounce right back?
Come on, Mum.
It can be our way of helping the village back on its feet, letting it have fun again.
But that's what you're good at.
You think we can organise it in time?
I know we can. I may not be able to trust my own brother anymore, but the three of us as a team, nothing can stop us.
All right, Bert.
Don't worry, Jill. That isn't my Frieda on the platform, only what she's leaving behind. She's in a better place already. Goodbye, my love.
Didn't mean you had to come trekking over.
Oh, it's okay.
I only texted so you weren't wondering.
Is this what you've been digging out all morning?
Yeah.
Oh, it stinks, doesn't it?
No, you don't notice it in the cab.
Well, no wonder you haven't got time to come back for lunch yet.
Yeah, it's going to take ages.
Good job I made us sandwiches and a flask then.
Us?
Yeah, you don't mind?
No.
I had loads to get on with at home, but then Mum came back.
Oh.
She wants to do baking and get a wash on before she goes to Bridge Farm.
Getting under each other's feet, were you?
Yeah, well, she didn't say anything, but yeah, I could see it was in the way.
The sooner Will gets number one dried out, the better.
Well, that ain't going to happen in a rush.
No. So, where do you want to eat?
Not next to a muck heap.
No.
Well, you said the cab's not smelly?
No, it's all right. It's nice and warm.
Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
Hey, and I bought you a piece of sponge cake as well.
Oh, sponge cake. Excellent. I knew there was a good reason for marrying you.
I had to make sure it went well for her sake.
Well, it has. Your poem was wonderful.
Some ways, it was the hardest thing I've ever had to write, Kenton.
I'm sure it was.
Other ways, it was the easiest. I just opened my heart, thought about my girl, and outflowed the words.
It's a perfect title. A Rose Always in Bloom. Jolene was in tears.
I must thank your missus properly. What she said about my Frieda at St. Stephen's was absolutely lovely.
She meant every word. You know how close they've been in recent years.
Frieda was very fond of both of you. And you've been very kind to me since it happened.
Not at all.
You have. And I know that you've plenty of your own troubles to worry about.
Nothing to compare with yours.
Well, it's much appreciated.
I was going to ask, how are you fixed for getting back now?
Ah, well, actually...
Are you coming to Brookfield with us, Bert?
No, thanks, David. Trevor's just bringing the car round.
Oh, right. You and Jolene are coming for a drink and a bite to eat, aren't you? We're expecting you.
You must do, Kenton. Frieda would want all her closest friends there for a final toast.
Oh, yes, yes, of course we're coming, Bert.
Oh, that is the last of it.
Oh, tap. Yeah, you could see some of the other guests, like, looking at him out the corner of their eyes.
Oh, why shouldn't your granddad wear a football shirt?
A Man City shirt, Man United scarf, Felpersham City bobble hat.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, it's not good look.
He was standing in the reception asking Roy if the WI had brought any more clothes in yet, because his boxer shorts are chafing.
Oh, he does realise, doesn't he, that the donations are meant for the whole village, not just him.
Yeah, you got to hand it to him. Mum's still in pieces over everything they've lost at Keepers.
I know.
But he always finds some way to make the best of things. At least ever since we got back from Meadow Rise.
Clary, tell me their landlord has been back in touch.
Hazel.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's meant to be coming over sometime, do the clean-up or something.
Yeah, we were talking about the meeting at St. Stephen's on Wednesday as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people want their say about the flood.
Yeah.
How slow the emergency services were.
It was pretty awful, wasn't it?
Where are the flood defences?
Yeah. The estate hasn't been too clever either.
No?
Well, I mean, like what I'm doing here. The ditch should have stopped at least some of the floodwater reaching the Penny Asset Road.
But it didn't.
Well, you've seen what it's like. It's clogged to the top. Silt, mud, branches.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. But that's all just been washed in, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
That's too much of it. It's all the way along. Most of it's probably been there a while.
Oh, okay.
I reckon it's the same on lots of the estate. Yeah, my first job was clearing a culvert just above the substation.
What, back over there?
Yeah, and that should have channeled water under the road. If you ask me, it was well blocked before the Am overflowed.
So it made everything worse?
Yeah, probably.
Well, whose fault's that then? Borchester Land?
Well, someone's messed up. Charlie's certainly keen to get it done in a hurry.
So you're getting him out of trouble?
Yeah, maybe. Which is why you got a promise. You don't say anything to anyone about this, Em.
No, I won't.
But if Charlie hears that I'm bad-mouthing him or Justin Elliott, well, bang goes my chance of any more work from the estate.
Are you quite sure, Bert?
Oh, I've had plenty to eat already, Jill.
It didn't seem much to me.
Oh, you went to a lot of trouble with the buffet and it was very tasty.
I had a lot of help.
You've all been very thoughtful. And Ruth's taken a real weight off my mind just now.
Going to the bungalow with your family?
I didn't have the heart to take them myself.
I can understand that.
I can't forget. David forcing the door open, the awful stench and the chaos inside.
Perhaps it's best not to think about that now.
Well, not just inside. Frieda loved the garden best.
Yes. I always liked talking to her about it.
She used to sit by the mallow, cup of tea in her hand, making out she was reading the paper, when really she was watching me like a hawk. If I'd pruned too much off the mock orange, or trimmed the lavender back more than she liked, I soon knew about it.
She had very firm opinions, didn't she?
Even the forsythia's gone now. It'd be showing yellow any day, and that was always the proper start of spring for her. Everything we planted, all gone.
It's so sad.
We should be looking forward to the flower and produce, planning our campaign. What to grow, what fruit she needed for which jams.
She was a stalwart of village life.
Yes.
Oh, that came across so wonderfully in the service, Jill. Everybody loved her, Bert.
Do you think so, Mrs. Tregonna?
Oh, yes.
Jolene was extremely eloquent.
I'm glad she said Frieda liked larking about. She had a smashing sense of humour.
Didn't she?
Never nasty, but she'd poke fun at them as needed it. Especially me, sometimes. I never minded.
I thought your poem was so powerful, Bert.
I meant every word.
And we could tell that.
It was beautiful. In fact, I wondered... You were talking about everything you've lost in the garden.
Years of effort, washed away.
Well, perhaps now's the time to plant something new. A rose, in Frieda's memory.
You off now, Kenton?
Yep. If you'd bothered to stick around, you'd know most of your guests have started to leave.
I was taking silage to the ewes.
No, it's all right.
One was stuck in the fence.
You don't have to explain. You're a law unto yourself in everything you do.
I was really hoping we might have a few minutes.
Really? What for? Have you changed your mind?
I'd just like to
If it
explain...
doesn't involve you putting things right, I don't want to hear.
A couple of minutes, that's all.
David, thank heavens. We thought you'd disappeared.
See you, Mum.
Bye, Kenton.
Maybe some other time. Oh, sorry, Mum. There was a problem with one of the ewes.
Were you two having words again?
Well, he's still quite angry. And I can't blame him. What did you want me for?
Trevor, Barbara and Amy are leaving as well. They want to say goodbye.
It must seem awfully quiet now your family's gone.
Oh. I thought you'd left as well, Mrs. Tregoran.
Oh, I've been giving a hand with the clearing up. And then I saw you out here. Do say if you'd rather be alone.
I come out after seeing everyone off. I was trying to come up with an answer to something, but I haven't done so far, so you're welcome to stay.
What were you thinking about, Bert?
It's been a nice afternoon, hasn't it?
Yes.
I've enjoyed hearing so many memories of my Frieda. Compliments and little stories about her.
She was very popular.
Everywhere I turned, someone had something nice to say. My family couldn't have been kinder.
I almost didn't recognise Trevor. He's looking very distinguished these days.
Him and Barbara have said if I want to go and live with them... They'd be delighted to have me.
And do you think you'll go?
No. It's nice to have the offer. But I can't leave Ambridge.
I didn't think you would.
Our whole life was here. Working on the Barrow estate before I got the bush. Then the best thing that ever happened to me, the boss taking me on. And Mrs. Archer, so pleased to have my Frieda help with the cleaning. We settled in no time. No. No, we shan't be going anywhere else.
No.
When I get her ashes, I've asked Trevor to wait till my time comes, and then take hers and mine and sprinkle them together alongside Aidan Barrow. We used to walk there on Sundays and summer evenings when we were carting. We both thought we'd like to end up there.
It's a beautiful place to come to rest.
I was thinking about that and about Mrs. Archer's idea of planting a rose. It's a good one.
Yes.
Nothing showy. Frieda wouldn't want that.
No.
I'd like to have a look at that catalogue of yours sometime.
Whenever you like, Bert.
Only I can't decide where to plant it. And that's what brought me out here. I've been turning it over and over. It's generous of Mrs. Archer to say it can go in the garden here, but...
Brookfield doesn't feel quite right.
No, it's their home, not ours. Mm. And she meant well suggesting the bungalow. But if ever that's put right, it'll only bring back bad memories for me, not good ones.
Have you got somewhere else in mind?
No. I can't think of anywhere. I started getting frustrated... And then it came into me head, natural as anything, same thing I've thought thousands of times before. What am I getting in a lather for? She'll want to have the last word herself anyway. She always does. So I'll wait till she gets back from the bull and ask her then.
Ha ha.
It It almost crushed me when I realised how stupid I was being. My Frieda's never coming back, is she? Whatever time I've got left, I'm always going to be alone.
As soon as Carol suggested it, Jolene and I agreed.
It was Carol's idea.
Yes, she came round to ask us last night. Said she'd just had a long chat with Bert.
Oh.
I'm not disturbing you, am I, Jim?
Oh, no, no.
I assumed this was your morning constitutional.
It is, more or less. I've been busy since six, breaking up a sofa.
Ah.
I hung on to it, thinking it might dry out, but... oh, I was only fooling myself. It's ruined beyond repair. So, into the skip, then a quick walk round to see how everyone else is coping.
You must have lost so much.
The world's riches dispersed lie, and so do mine. I expect I'll get over it. Though I do wonder about poor Christie.
She seemed very upset at the funeral.
It's all shaken her up very badly. How did the wake go afterwards?
Well, you should have come on to Brookfield. Bert wanted as many of Frieda's friends there as possible.
Showing my face at church felt about right. I've so much sorting and clearing left to do at Greenacres.
Well, give me a shout if you need a hand, won't you?
Hmm. So it went well?
Yeah. I mean, Bert seemed surprisingly bright. But Carol says he's got into a dither about where to plant this memorial rose.
Well, I can't think of anywhere more appropriate than the Bull Garden.
No, neither can we. Jolene suggested a nice scented climber, somewhere sheltered.
And perhaps a small plaque, explaining why it's there.
Possibly. But we don't even know if Bert will go for it yet. And Carol wanted to clear it with us first.
I hope he agrees. It'd be a very fitting tribute.
And it'll help show that the Bull is going to be right at the heart of village renewal. We're determined that whatever the Am throws at us, and certain members of my family, the Bull is coming back bigger and better than ever.
Excellent.
In fact, I'm on my way to give our future a bit of a boost right now, I hope.
Do excuse me, Kenton.
Oh, I say, neat little binoculars.
Something set the gulls off.
Ed in the digger, I think.
Well, there have been reports of a few med gulls mixed in with the rest. I'm having trouble picking them out at this distance.
Oh, dear.
They're easy enough to distinguish once you know. It's a question of the wing tips and the colour of the hood.
Right. Yeah, I'd better be pressing on, Jim.
No need to broadcast there are med gulls around to all and sundry, by the way.
No, I'll try and contain my excitement about it.
You were right. It is Ed. That's useful.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll see you then, Jim.
Yes, bye. Ed!
You all right, Jim?
Have you got a moment?
Oh, hey, Susan.
What is it?
Hold on.
Oh, I'm in a hurry, Jazzer.
So am I. Oh. You got to open your wee shop at the Packhouse.
Yes, and I'm running late. The road's chock full of lorries.
Aye, they're starting work on the bridge today.
Oh, is that what it is? Should have been here 10 minutes ago. Got a call from my dad.
Oh, how's he doing?
Oh, he's all right. Settling into the new place the council found for him.
Tracy will look after him, eh?
She's been great.
Look, Susan, I'll walk her, will you?
What for?
To see if you've taken delivery of what I've been dreaming about.
Obviously, with Greenacres being washed out, I'd be interested in my own right anyway.
Yeah, of course.
But as clerk to the parish council, it's more or less a duty.
We're all interested in the clear-up, Jim.
Well, yes.
Me and Em can't wait to get back home. Mum, Dad, Grandad, they're just the same.
But it's important to understand why it happened, if we're to prevent it another time.
Yeah, true enough.
Tomorrow's meeting won't have any lasting impact unless we're properly informed.
Oh, Mum says there's a bunch of councillors coming.
Well, we are unlikely to see again in a hurry with so much going on, so we've got to make it count.
Well, at least things are improving. You know, they finally got the tree off the turning into hollow tree.
Yes.
Collected more skips from Gleeblands. Still reeks of rotten carpet around there, though.
And I hear you've been busy clearing ditches.
Yeah.
On estate land, is that right?
Yeah.
Between you and me, Ed,
What sort of condition did you find them in?
Well, same as everywhere, I suppose.
Really? I'd have expected the Pennyhasset Road to stay open if the estate watercourses either side had been properly maintained.
I don't think that anyone could predict what the flood was going to do.
Well,
it's like the rest of the village. Some parts of the estate got off lightly, others were a real mess.
Worse than they should be?
Who can say? All we can do is crack on, put things right as soon as possible. So if you'll excuse me,
Oh, yes, of course.
I've got a long day ahead.
Sorry, Lillian, I thought I'd warned you I'd be early.
Well, when you said first thing, I didn't think you actually meant first thing.
I was just hoping to have a quick chat before we get going at the pub, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right, darling, is it? Oh, I've been awake for hours, Kenton.
Really?
Oh, it happens every day now. One of the joys of staying on a farm.
Early starts, yeah?
Tractors revving at dawn, Adam and Jeff having their daily who can shout loudest competition.
Not very restful, then.
No.
Anyway, what I wanted to talk about...
Oh, stop there, darling. Strange medical fact. My ears won't work till I put some slap on.
Oh, OK.
Anne made us a mug, each a very strong coffee. You don't mind waiting.
No.
I won't be long, darling. Why not spoil yourself in the meantime? Flick through one of Jenny's makeover magazines.
You got a bend, Susan?
Well, you haven't finished the old pack.
Right.
Three custard donuts.
I took some in, but I was up to the task.
Give me the wrapper.
Ta.
Another time. I'll thank you not to eat in here.
Cheers.
Could be very off-putting to the other customers.
You haven't got any other customers?
Well, not yet. People are still getting used to the idea of having a temporary shop here. But we're not a cafe, you know.
I know.
In future... You can take your purchases outside.
Just being tactful.
Tactful?
I didn't want Pat to see me in case she took the huff.
No, I'm surprised she's not feeding you enough already.
Well, she puts plenty of food on the table.
I was going to say.
Whether you'd want to eat it or no.
They've been very kind, Jazzer, letting you stay here.
Oh, I absolutely brilliant.
It's extremely disruptive. Having people land themselves on you unexpectedly.
Don't get me wrong, I've no complaints on that score.
Turns your whole house upside down.
It's just the whole organic thing. It's like living with the Amish. I mean, breakfast this morning, right?
What about it?
Fruit and yoghurt or homemade muesli.
That sounds all right.
I've played safe with yoghurt twice in a row. I'm getting giddy on vitamins, so I takes a chance and goes for muesli. Big mistake.
What's wrong with it?
You ever eaten a bowl of wood shavings with a handful of gravel thrown in as a treat?
Oh, it can't have been that bad.
I barely sewed my mouth for GBH.
Well, if that's all you've got to complain about, Jazzer, I don't have much sympathy.
I'm no greeting about it.
Plenty worse off than you.
I'm just saying, keep up the good work, eh? Ordering donuts.
You should have seen the state my dad was in once he was out of the house. Oh, a man of his age... I've got some questions to ask tomorrow night.
Feeling human again?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Perhaps I should follow Kate's example.
Oh?
She starts every day with her legs wrapped round her ears, meditating.
Oh, she's into that now, is she?
Yeah, very much so. She went to an eye-wateringly expensive workshop in Felpisham yesterday.
I thought students were supposed to be broke.
Oh, not her own money. I believe Mum caved in and gave her a handout. She says it's the best way she's ever found to cope with stress.
Well, if it works. I know we're adding to your stress levels.
Oh, forget it, Kenton.
No. I can't tell you how bad Jolene and I feel about letting you down.
As I said at the weekend, I had an inkling there might be a change of plan at Brookfield.
Now, almost our first thought, once Dave told us he was going back on his word, there goes our promise to Lillian.
Must be so disappointing for you.
Well, yeah, there are one or two downsides to finding out you can't trust your own brother. But what about you? I mean, you were so keen to sell us your share of the bull.
Well... As I said, when you rang, can't be helped. Next to poor Bert, all the families who've been flooded out, what have I got to complain about?
I suppose if you look at it that way...
We've all just got to pick ourselves up and dust ourselves down.
Start all over again.
Yeah.
That's what we've been saying about the bull. We want it to kick-start village life again.
Even Hazel's taking an interest now.
Oh, yeah? Well, she has been unlucky, both keepers and the shop taking a battering.
Mm, well, she's decided to grace us with a visit later this week. Won't that be jolly?
If it helps the Grundys get home quicker, I suppose.
Mm, I suppose so.
And the sooner we get Ambridge back to normal, the better.
Mm.
We're going flat out at the Bull. When Fallon has come up with a fantastic idea for Easter Sunday.
Let's hope the weather holds.
Yeah. And we've been not right back.
Yes, I know, darling.
And for a day or two, well, it really did get to us. Especially Frieda.
Yeah.
But we're not going to give up. It's not going to be easy, I know. I mean, if we'd known what Dave was playing at, we'd never have gone to Australia. That's all still got to be paid for.
Gosh.
Yeah, and all right, insurance covers most of what we've lost at the Bull. But once you factor in the excess...
Yeah, that's always a shock, isn't it?
Yes. So we need to look seriously at the restaurant. We did have a big refurb in mind. Obviously, we can't afford to do that anymore.
No.
But because we've lost Frieda, we've been forced to rethink anyway. So let's not stop at the menu. Let's look at how we present the whole restaurant.
And you want my opinion as a shareholder?
Yeah, very much so. We would love to hear your ideas.
Well, I'd certainly be happy to come down and talk things through one evening.
That would be great. And perhaps, not just ideas. I wouldn't dream of asking normally. But you were so understanding when I told you we couldn't buy you out.
Oh,
I mean, afterwards, I said to Jolene, I said, let's face facts, love. We desperately need a little extra investment in the short term. Surely Lillian deserves first refusal.
Kenton.
We're not talking big, big money. Just enough to pump prime a recovery.
I'm sorry. I have to say no.
Oh. You don't think that we can get the pub up and running again?
No, no. I'm sure you can, but I don't have the money to help. I really don't.
Ah.
Fact is, I'm struggling to survive, Kenton. I'm really struggling.
I didn't realise that it was that bad.
Well, yes, it is.
I wish I kept my mouth shut now. I'm really, really sorry.
No, don't be. Usually, I'd be only too happy to support you and Jolene, but there's no sense making promises I can't keep. If you're looking for investment, I'm afraid I'm out. You're going to have to try elsewhere.
That's about as much as I can manage, I'm afraid.
Too much onion?
No, no, it's very nice, Helen.
Normally you wolf down my pasta and salmon.
Mm, I'm not that hungry tonight.
Oh, all right. Do you want some coffee?
Well, we haven't got time, have we?
If we're quick. We didn't have to go to the meeting, Rob.
Well, you've taken Henry to your mum's now.
We can have a night in if you're too tired to go.
No, I'm not tired.
You look exhausted.
Oh, it's just... There's been so much going on at work.
Seems to have been a difficult week.
Yes.
You haven't said much about it.
No, I don't want to bore you with it.
Rob, I can see something's bothering you, and I want to help. Even if only by listening.
Well, the truth is, I'm facing a bit of a dilemma. I'm not sure what to do next.
You're facing a dilemma?
I mean, the dairy is.
Oh.
Now, we might have escaped the flood, but there have been all sorts of knock-on effects for Barrow.
Such as?
Well, we've been through all this, Helen.
Well, you said you were virtually back to normal.
Yes, but it put our logistics under a lot of strain. And it's thrown up questions about the veterinary team. They need a much better plan B if key members are ever cut off again.
Well, that's not your responsibility.
Well, I've been tasked with identifying stress points. It just meant a lot of running around on top of my normal duties, inevitably putting some people's backs up.
Why? You're only doing your job.
Well, Raph got quite annoyed, thought I was accusing him of under-ordering. I don't want to put him in a bad light, so how am I going to phrase everything in the report?
That's what's worrying you.
Yeah. And it didn't help trying to book the car in. The garage's computer was down.
I'd have done that for you.
Well, not without my work diary. Oh, it's going in on Friday. I'll need a lift.
Yeah. That's fine.
So the net result is I'm slightly frazzled and rather grumpy. I'm sorry.
Don't be. You deserve a holiday after your heroics.
Oh,
instead, you've been working non-stop ever since. A quiet night in might be just what you need.
Yeah, it's very tempting. But we really must go to the meeting.
Evening, David.
Evening.
Alan.
Hello, Susan.
Are you the chair tonight?
Yeah, that's right. Seemed appropriate given the venue. Though I'm hoping someone else will do the follow-up meeting next week.
Right. What's going to happen to latecomers this evening? Only one of Neil's pigs is scouring badly. He wants to separate it out before he comes down.
Oh, don't worry. He'll be able to sneak in at the back. Oh,
you won't mind?
No. He may have to stand, though. So we're much fuller than I expected.
Oh, I'll text him once I've sat down. Right. Oh, and there's another
evening,
thing.
Evening, Alan.
Hello, Linda.
Apologies from Kenton. He says he wanted to come, but he's far too busy.
I'm not surprised. Mm.
Is there going to be a chance to say anything?
Well, yes, that's the whole point of the meeting.
I mean, for ordinary people. It isn't just going to be the councillors going on and on as usual.
Oh, not at all. Councillors Sykes and Morgan have made it very clear that they're here to listen and learn, and not pontificate to everyone.
Oh, good.
Most of the meeting will be open to the floor.
Hi.
Evening.
Oh, hello, Adam.
Evening.
Oh, looking at the time.
Oh, yes.
Perhaps we'd better make a start.
Ruth and Pip have saved us space, but if I take it, there's nowhere for Mum to go.
I thought Jennifer and Jim would be up at the front.
Oh, I see you've got the Echo and Courier here.
Oh, yes, and Matty from Radio Borsetshire.
Would you like us to move up?
David, there's room over here.
Oh, no, it's all right, Helen, thank you. I'll nip round the other side. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Yeah, you can squeeze in with us if we all breathe in.
Oh, well, it might come to that, Rob.
Feelings are running high.
Yeah, let's hope we hear some balanced opinions.
Oh, Linda, Jim's waving at you.
Oh, that's what he's got to. If you'll excuse me.
Oh, bye.
Bye. Do you want me to swap over?
What?
Do you want to sit by the aisle so you can stretch your legs?
I don't need mothering, Helen. I'm perfectly all right here.
Excuse me. Good evening. Have we all found somewhere to sit? Good. Right, if everyone's ready, I'll introduce our guests and we can get underway.
Linda Snell. I live and work in Ambridge. First, let me say, I entirely agree with Councillor Morgan. When the emergency services did finally arrive, they showed exemplary professionalism. And we do realise they had a great many other crises to attend to, not just Ambridge. They were hugely overstretched. But surely Jim put his finger on the nub of the matter. The whole problem of flooding was greatly exacerbated by the almost uncontrolled development we've had on the Amb floodplain in recent years. Surely that's one of the main lessons we have to learn.
Absolutely right. Thank you, Linda. Who's next?
Alan, I have got a second point.
If you can be brief, there are lots of hands in the air.
Thank you. It's simply to say, the local water cycle needs looking into. Springs have recently changed their course. Ponds have dried up, and I'm afraid we can expect considerably more problems like that if a second anaerobic digester goes ahead at Barrow Farm and more land is given over to growing maize.
Excuse me, Alan.
It's a well-known cause of soil erosion, and poor soil doesn't hold water back.
Alan, I can't let that go unchallenged.
Right, Rob, say your piece.
Very well. Barrow Farm goes to great lengths to ensure anyone who grows maize for us as fodder, or perhaps in the future as biofuel, carefully selects the field positions it's grown in to avoid runoff and soil erosion. We also encourage undersowing with grass or clover, precisely to avoid the problems of stretches of bare soil between rows.
Then how do you explain the am being so discoloured? And great cracks appearing in some fields.
Now, that's not because of Barrow Farm. Let's not forget, some of our veterinary team suffered as badly as everyone else.
Please, please, it doesn't help us to get heated. And I would like to focus on the flood rather than possible AD units. Right, so who'd like to speak next?
Am I speaking loud enough now?
Yes, that's much better.
Well, what I wanted to say, it wouldn't surprise me in the least if the new flood defences in Borchester were slowing the river down here and forcing my father and other members of our family out of their own homes. We always seem to come off second best. But the flood has changed my mind about one thing. Councillor Sykes is right. How can you get fire engines in if the roads are so easily blocked? And most of the routes in and out of Ambridge are quite narrow. So I'm starting to think maybe we do need the new road coming this way.
Oh, really? Where's the logic in that?
Well, as long as it's big enough and properly protected, then at least next time we won't be stranded. Oh, that's all I wanted to say for the moment.
Thank you, Susan. Adam, you've had your hand up for a while.
Thanks.
I'm Adam Macy from Home Farm. We've heard a range of opinions so far, but one thing we all seem to agree on. We can't close our eyes and carry on as though nothing's happened.
No one's suggesting that.
A few people have raised the question of development on the floodplain. Well, I don't want to play the blame game about the past, and I know we need more homes. But surely we have to look very carefully at where we site any future developments.
Quite right.
Given the current uncertainty over climate change, is this really the right time to be concreting over large tracts of farmland?
No, it isn't.
My time farming in Africa taught me we must treat the land with respect or we lose out. As Jim said, you know, that means in sustainable ways. So we're not losing topsoil all the time and making the problem worse, not better. That's all I wanted to say, really. Let's take more care of our farmland.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Adam.
Following on from that, can I say something?
Yes, of course, David.
Excuse me, that's not on. Surely only people who actually live in the village should be allowed to speak.
David does live in the village.
Not for much longer. And with all due respect, I don't want the councillors influenced by someone who doesn't even want to live here.
There aren't any restrictions on who can speak, Susan.
Well, that doesn't seem right to me.
I understand what Susan's saying, but can I clear something up? If that's all right, Alan.
Please. We will fit everyone in. Please don't worry, Susan. You'll get another chance if you need it.
I'm David Archer. My family live and farm at Brookfield. And probably quite a lot of you, well, most of you, still think that we're leaving Ambridge. But that is no longer the case. We decided to stay just before the flood, but since then, well, for obvious reasons, there hasn't been much chance to spread the word. All I wanted to add was, echoing Adam, when my father handed Brookfield on to me and my wife Ruth almost 15 years ago, I knew the land wasn't really ours. We were only stewards who had to look after it for the next generation.
Oh, till Justin Elliott waved his chequebook around.
No, Susan's right. For a number of reasons, I recently lost my way for a while. I nearly sold what my parents had passed on with such pride to the highest bidder. I'm not proud of the decision I made, but I'm glad I finally came to my senses. I realised I couldn't live with myself if I betrayed my father's trust.
Sorry, I don't see what any of this has to do with the flood.
David, there are still some people we haven't heard from.
No, I understand. Sorry, I'm almost finished. It's just this. I'm a farmer. It's not a choice I ever consciously made. It's who I am. It's how Ruth and I provide for our family. But recent weeks have made me realise our duties go well beyond just looking after ourselves. We have a responsibility to our neighbours to ensure that the landscape that they have grown up in and loved isn't blighted on our watch. And most of all, as my father understood much better than I did, we have a responsibility to those coming after us. The chances are they'll have an even greater need for the land than we do, to feed themselves, to protect themselves from flooding, and as green breathing spaces in an overcrowded world.
Here, here.
Absolutely.
Now, after what I almost did, I don't have the right to tell anyone else how to behave. I just hope that anyone who does have the power to protect even a small piece of our countryside doesn't make the same stupid mistake I so nearly did, cashing in the land instead of caring for it properly. Surely we're better than that.
Sorry for taking up so much of your time.
Well said, David.
You need a hand?
Nothing better to do, Brian.
I've got plenty better to do, thanks.
Just couldn't resist the lure of the polytunnels.
Thought I'd get out of the house before my blood pressure went through the roof.
Ah, Kate?
Kate. So what are we doing here?
Well, if I heave the coir onto the tables, can you space the bags?
Sure.
They're going to swell when they're hydrated.
Oh, don't worry, Adam, I'll leave gaps. When are you planting them up?
I want to get the may and honey oil in as soon as possible, so I can concentrate on setting up raised beds in the next tunnel.
Is every bay going to be different this year?
We need a range of methods to maximise strawberry growing.
Can you believe Kate had forgotten to charge her tablet?
Well, there's a novelty.
And phone. So she was straight into the office, commandeering the computer. We'll be a minute, Dad. Well, you know Kate's idea of a minute.
Very elastic.
I went and made myself a coffee. I drank that. Came back to the office.
Don't tell me. She was still at the computer.
You want to know the worst of it?
We'll start on this side now, okay?
She was using a jobs website.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
To turn down the chance of an interview.
What was the job?
Oh, it was perfect. Part-time. 3 evenings during the week, 6 hours the weekend.
Doing what?
Serving at a fast food place.
Well, that's hardly Kate's sort of thing.
Well, it didn't clash with university. It had put cash in her pocket.
Mm.
And it's supposed to be quite a reasonable place. Bow Burger.
Bow Burger? On the high street?
Yeah, Annabelle tried it once, said it was very good.
The clue's in the name, Brian. Kate can't sell burgers.
Oh, she made that very clear. She'll never compromise her principles in front of Phoebe.
It's about the worst job she could go for.
Well, no one's queuing up to offer anything else.
Well, I'm with Kate on this one. You've got to believe in what you're doing.
It was only a few hours a week, Adam. Hold your nose, take the money.
You don't respect your work, you soon stop respecting yourself.
Have you been having a sneaky read of one of her self-help books?
It's true.
Oh, well, chance has gone now.
Oh, relax, Brian. It may take her a little time to find something suitable.
37 years and counting.
She'll get there eventually.
Adam, are you after a job at the UN yourself?
What?
I mean, you were the voice of Sweet Reason yesterday as well.
At the meeting? That was pure common sense.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get into mudslinging. There's enough of that elsewhere.
Well, Charlie seemed quite pleased afterwards that I hadn't named and shamed BL and Damara for overdeveloping.
What did you make of Susan?
Well, I'm not sure a new road thundering through Brookfield's the answer. But we do need to look at why we were cut off so easily.
Did you hear her other theory?
No.
Well, I heard her talking to Sabrina at the end. She's not convinced by David's change of heart.
No?
Says Justin probably pulled out of the deal when he saw what the flood did to Brookfield.
She's not serious.
Well, now she thinks David and Ruth are simply putting a positive gloss on it all.
Your old Susan.
Doubt she'll be going to the village meal at Brookfield next week.
I was quite impressed by what David said.
Yeah, it can't have been easy, admitting he'd made such a mess of things.
It was good hearing someone else talk like that about their farm. You know, actually looking up to see the big picture for once.
We all try to do that, Adam.
Chimed in with what I've been thinking about this place, especially since the cracks opened up in Broadbank.
I told you, Broadbank will be fine once we've taken the cultivator through.
That's more than that, Brian. It's really got me thinking about the way we do things here.
Oh, yes.
Want me to put them in the fridge or in the freezer drawer, Gran?
The spicy ones can go on the top shelf.
OK.
The rest of the sausages can be frozen, Tom. I shan't need them for a week or two.
They couldn't be any fresher. We made them today.
Oh, I haven't heard about Morris yet. Was he badly affected?
No. He seems to be taking a grim satisfaction in it all.
Really?
He says he's been expecting the Am to overflow for years.
Oh, he's always expecting bad things to happen.
And doesn't he love being proved right?
I know you've got more deliveries, but have you got time for a cup of tea first?
Well, I just had a drink before I came here.
Oh.
But I'm happy to have 5 minutes sit down if I'm not disturbing you.
Not at all.
Thanks, Grant.
I was expecting a visitor an hour ago, but there's been no sign. Now, how's your father getting on?
Not too bad. Making a little progress every day.
Good.
Though he's frustrated he can't move around more easily.
Oh, dear. He mustn't rush things.
Mum said that when he wanted to go out to the cows.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Don't worry. She chased him straight back to his book. He's reading A Shepherd's Life again.
Oh, that's one of the ones he liked best as a boy.
Otherwise, he's fine. Mum's okay. She says Jazza makes even more mess than Johnny.
He's lucky you're letting him stay.
Oh, he's been great around the farm. Helen's fine, though Rob seems to have hit a rough patch at work.
Hello? Can I come in?
Oh, we're in the kitchen.
Oh, hiya.
Hello, Hazel. I was expecting you a little while ago.
I couldn't have got here any sooner.
Well, I saw you in the village. I tutored you about half an hour ago.
Did you?
I was on my way to Grey Gables.
I didn't hear you.
You were outside the shop, talking to a fair-haired guy in a suit.
As I say, I didn't hear you.
Well, now you're here, would you like something to drink?
I've no time, Peggy. I was in two minds whether to drop in at all, but there's a couple of matters I'd like to discuss. Private matters.
I'm just on my way.
Be careful how you drive off, won't you? Try not to throw mud all over my car. I only took delivery yesterday.
Oh, watch out. Bye, Gran.
Bye, dear.
It was a complete misjudgment bringing you to Ambridge. Everything's so filthy here.
Well, we have had a flood.
Yes. Now, I hope this won't be a wasted visit. I came to ask you about the shoot.
The shoot?
Yes. But before that, I looked in at St. Stephen's on the way here, paying my respects to Daddy.
Oh.
What on earth went wrong with the headstone?
You're all right clearing the pallets yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose I'd better get back.
Leave it any longer, you won't be able to get into your office for incense burners and healing crystals.
Surely she's finished by now. And I'm serious, Adam.
Oh, I know you are.
The market may not always be the perfect mechanism for determining what we do.
I'm not saying ignore it.
No, but it's still an awful lot better than most of the alternatives.
What, even when it encourages too much short-termism?
Well, rather that than being unrealistic.
It's a cop-out, clinging to an environmentally damaging way of farming, simply because we're frightened to consider change.
We do plenty for the environment already.
You think so?
Beetle banks, wide field margins, fishing lakes good for birds.
Look at the state of our soil.
In one or two places, yes. But that's after a natural disaster.
It's not in good heart.
Adam, we're still in freefall from losing the estate contract.
I know.
So let's focus on keeping home farm in working profit, not dreaming up new ways to lose money.
Brian, I'm not going to suggest anything that puts us at risk.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
I'm still thinking it through. I need to talk to Debbie again.
I hope she can snap you out of this.
Broadbank's given us a very clear warning. If we go on doing more of the same, our soil's going to become even more degraded. There has to be a better way.
You all right, Ed?
Oh, are you still working?
No. I'm going home for dinner now. This was my last delivery.
Oh, well done.
You've been busy as well, haven't you? Out in the digger every time I've seen you this week.
Yeah, I've had a few early starts.
Ditch clearing?
Mostly.
How's it going?
Ah, it's pretty good. At least that's what Charlie reckons.
Well, you're doing well if you're keeping him happy.
Well, he pulled over specially to say that I was doing all right this afternoon.
Is that what you're celebrating then?
Oh, I'm not celebrating. I'm staying out of Susan's way.
Oh.
Emma and the kids are having their tea with Tracy this evening.
Is it a bit awkward at Ambridge View?
Well, Neil and Susan, they've only just got the place back to themselves.
I guess so.
Doesn't hurt, giving them space. And I had a nice surprise when I got here.
Yeah?
I was only going to come in for an half. Haven't been paid yet, but Fallon poured me a pint and said it was free.
On the house?
No, someone's left money behind the bar for the whole family.
Brilliant.
Well, they must have heard that Mum and Dad and me and Em are out of our homes.
What a nice thing to do.
Yeah. Mind it's not going to last long when Grandad finds out.
Did Fallon say who it was?
Oh, it was, I think it was Kirsty.
Oh, right. That was, kind of her.
You're quite certain, Peggy?
Yes. These are the only private papers I've kept, and there's nothing at all about the Grey Gables shoot in any of them.
Oh.
Jack's solicitor will have dealt with all the paperwork when it was absorbed into the estate.
I realise that.
If nothing showed up in probate, then there's nothing to tell.
I'm not looking for a legal document, Peggy.
I wondered if there'd been an informal agreement based on goodwill.
What sort of agreement?
I assume Daddy still went shooting after handing over the reins.
Once or twice. Then there was an accident and he lost interest.
But it was accepted informally that he had a right to be invited.
Yes, I think so.
Perhaps bring a guest.
The question didn't arise. He became too frail to go shooting.
I imagine he intended the same courtesy to be extended to me when he was no longer in a position to benefit.
Why? You've never shown any interest in shooting.
No. But it'd be very useful having an open invitation, if that's what Daddy wanted for me. Some of the people I deal with are keen sportsmen.
You'll have to take it up with Borchester Land.
And you're not prepared to say that's what Daddy intended?
No, I'm not.
Very well. I thought I'd check while I'm in Ambridge. But I wasn't expecting much cooperation, so I shan't follow it up.
He never said anything about it.
It's a shame he wasn't better advised towards the end.
What does that mean?
It's all right, Peggy. I've satisfied my curiosity. It was only a passing thought.
Jack and I were always very clear about what you could and couldn't expect, Hazel.
I wish you'd been a little clearer about the headstone.
Well, I'm sorry it's not to your taste.
Sleep on now and take your rest. So insipid and impersonal compared to what I suggested.
It seemed completely apposite after all he suffered.
I have no doubt which inscription Daddy would have preferred.
Neither do I.
Well, I haven't time to debate it. I've a lot more to do while I'm here.
You know the Grundys are staying at Grey Gables?
Yes. My PA spoke to the Grundy woman earlier in the week.
Is that where you're going next?
Oh, no. There's no advantage in seeing them.
I assume that was one of the reasons you were coming.
There are several things I have to do in Ambridge, Peggy, but nothing else that need concern you. Bye.
Goodbye. And good riddance.
That's about ready.
I can do it by myself if you need to get off, Helen.
No, it's okay.
I don't mind.
I've got time to get the curds into the moulds. Though,
I can turn them in an hour or so.
Oh, don't worry if you can't. I'll drop in later. Oh, thanks.
Are you taking Rob to the garage?
Mm-hmm. He texted. It's ready to pick up any time after four.
Done in a day. That's good going.
Well, once I've got the right panel in.
Still, if a dent and some scratching's the only damage his car suffered.
Yeah, could have been much worse. I know there were a few write-offs in the flood.
Are you picking up Henry from Sarah's too?
Yeah.
Then don't come back.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'll turn the moulds and check again later.
Oh, that'd be great, Mum. I'll be in first thing tomorrow to move everything into the storeroom.
Oh, please. I expect Rob will be pleased to have his car back.
Yeah.
Has he been feeling any brighter?
Not really. He's busy writing a report for Charlie.
Oh, yes, you said.
The only time he's really come out of himself this week was at the meeting.
Not too impressed with Linda, was he?
Well, she doesn't always put things tactfully.
I thought she spoke very well. I hope the councillors understood how angry we are.
I think they got that, Mum.
Well, it's no good protecting Borchester if it's at our expense.
I just hope they don't think we're all like Susan, in favour of the new road now.
I had a quick chat this morning when I was opening the pack house for her. Do you know who she saw on the green yesterday?
No.
Hazel. Going into the shop with a guy in a very expensive suit, she said.
From the insurers?
Oh, she bustled over to find out. Wanted to know if there's a time scale for repairs and reopening.
And is there?
We don't know. Hazel virtually told her to mind her own business. Susan will be kept informed as and when necessary.
Such a charmer.
Well, at least the green's starting to look less of a war zone.
Hmm. Fallon had a few volunteers out this morning, clearing the last of the rubbish.
You ready for another?
Please. Stop to congratulate her. She said Kirsty was in Ambridge last week.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Helen.
You knew about it?
She came here to see how your dad was getting on.
I wish I'd known.
I was going to tell you, but we've been so busy. Slipped my mind.
I'd have tried to come over. What did you talk about?
Your father, of course, and the flood.
Did she say anything about Tom or me?
Oh, yes, she wanted to know how you're getting on. I told her all about you getting engaged.
And how did she take that?
I had the feeling she'd already heard about it from Fallon.
Oh, Mum, I'd love to have seen her again.
She was much more surprised we might be closing organics. She didn't think you'd ever want to let that go.
Well, if Kirsty was still around, perhaps there'd be no need.
What do you reckon, Harrison?
So you're having the marquee here?
Well, slightly over from where we normally have the beer tent. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're probably right. This side seems to have dried out better.
Yeah. Well, the paths are clear, so it should be easy enough to get to a pop-up pool.
Mind you, even if it stays fine for a week, the ground could still churn up, Fallon.
Oh, yeah.
And it's quite soft. And if you get the numbers you're hoping for on your egg hunts...
Yeah, which is why we're going to have matting inside the marquee and round the entrance.
Oh, that might work.
To stop people benching, we'll space the benches and chairs over the dry patches.
These are the slippery, slimy chairs I'm spending my afternoon off scrubbing.
Oh, they aren't too bad. Well, they're fairly slimy.
You're lucky all the bull's garden furniture wasn't washed away.
Yeah. And we can use some chairs from the village hall if we want. There they are, just as mucky.
Oh, yeah, the water got right in there.
Yeah, well, we should be able to save most of them.
Well, you've convinced me. It's a good thing to do, getting the green back in action.
Yeah. And we're going to have loads of bunting everywhere with clues on.
Were you smoking something I shouldn't know about when you dreamt up heads up hen?
Get away! She's a great idea. Gets everyone looking up again instead of slouching around, depressed about all the damage. Mm.
It's weird. Every time I drive in, some folk have got all the windows open.
Well, they're the ones without dehumidifiers. We're all still drying out.
Mm. I know a few lowlifes who'd think it was paradise.
A plague of burglars, oh, that's all we need.
On the other hand, if the first thing they see is your mate Joe Grundy, they'd probably turn straight round and head out again.
What's wrong with Joe?
Oh, nothing, nothing. He cut a very impressive figure strolling past St Stephen's.
Yeah?
Aye, this time next year I reckon we'll all be wearing cricket whites with a tux and a flat cap.
He was wearing a tuxedo.
Yes. Now, we're ready to go back, make a start on the chairs.
Yeah. And I want to see if the urn's still working.
Oh, how did you get on at the bank?
How did you think?
So I've left Henry in the car. He's so tired.
I know, I know.
If I'd realised you were still busy, darling...
Being as fast as I can.
I assumed from your last text that you were waiting.
Well, something came up at the last minute. It's been that sort of day.
But I'll go back out and wait there.
No, 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 I'm almost finished.
But I have
Look,
to...
don't fuss, Helen. It's been one damn problem after another.
To do with the report?
Some of it, yes.
Well, tell Charlie you need more time.
No, it's not just that. Look, something's cropped up with the payroll. I've been trying to sort it, but the
Bob,
thing
can
is...
you tell me in the car?
Oh.
Come on, let's get back to Henry.
Careful!
Sorry. Oh, there's some muck to shift on this one.
Well, as long as you don't break it.
I won't.
Oh, I wonder if my nose is ever going to get back to normal.
Oh, I quite like the lemony smell.
No, not the cleaner, the river water and oil. And background whiff of sewage everywhere.
Ambry smells a lot better than it did a couple of weeks ago.
I suppose we're getting there. Is it coming off?
Yeah, that's the worst of it.
Oh, I'll wipe off the rest. Tap.
You've smartened up the outside, haven't you?
There's only a few hanging baskets.
Yeah, it looks all right, though. And I think a rose for Frieda's a great idea. Mm. Where's it going?
Well, Bert's keen on having it against the back wall.
By the kitchen door?
Yeah, where she used to come out for a breather and sound off about the customers, especially Nathan Booth.
Yeah, it's a good spot. Everyone in the beer garden will see it.
Well, it's not definite yet. And Bert hasn't even chosen the rose.
I can't see anywhere better to put it. How long was he married to Frieda?
Best part of 60 years. It's almost a lifetime.
Oh, blimey. I can't imagine what he's going through now.
Me neither. And Kenton was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, he let Bert take his time, looking round for the right spot. They must have talked for over an hour.
Bert must have a lot to say.
And they sat on the bench and Kenton put his arm around him. I think he was crying.
Poor guy.
Say what you like about Kenton, but his heart's in the right place.
Oh, definitely.
And it's not easy for him or Mum at the moment.
All their money troubles.
What's Australia to pay for? Credit cards maxed out, insurance excess. There's so much to put right here.
That's why Easter Sunday's such a big deal.
They need a real cash boost and can't see where else they're going to get it. Which I can totally relate to.
I had a feeling your bank was going to say no.
Nice bit of confidence, Harrison.
Well, not because the Ambridge tea service won't work. Oh, this one's ready when you are.
Okay.
It's you. Not having a business history. I mean, that's what they look for.
Oh, yeah, we majored on that.
It's what tripped Gary Wilson up and all.
Gary Wilson?
Ah, Gemma's brother.
Oh, Gemma, you're at Oppo.
Yeah, well, when Gary was laid off 2 years ago, he fancied going it alone, seeing if there was a living to be made in roofing.
Yeah.
Well, of course, he needed start-up cash, but the banks didn't want to know. So he went on the net. He looked at crowdfunding and peer-to-peer loans.
I've thought about those. Did he get what he wanted?
Yeah. After looking at a few sites and proving he wasn't an oddie.
Right.
I mean, Gemma says he had to put a good business plan together and show he'd see it through.
It's a weird idea, though, loads of complete strangers funding you.
Why not? If you can convince them, you're the real deal.
I don't know if I can.
No, of course you can. You've got a great brain, plenty of business sense and loads of imagination, fella. The Ambridge Tea Service is a massive success, just waiting to happen.
Well, I sort of do think I could make it work, but who else is going to believe me?
Here's a start.
Oh, hey, no, I'm not asking for a handout.
I'm not giving you one. I know what the banks are like, so I wrote this out last night, just in case.
No, I can't possibly take your money.
I'm not giving it. This cheque is an investment, and the safest I'll ever make.
No.
It's only a few hundred quid to get you going, and I'm not letting my heart rule my head.
I think you are.
The tea service is going to go places. I know it. And I want to be in on the ground floor. Once it's taken off big time, I'll be asking for my money back with plenty of interest. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Now, go and prove me right.
You're not too cramped?
No.
You could have moved the seat back.
No, it's all right. You don't mind me driving?
No.
It's quite fiddly finding the dealership. I'd only have to give you directions.
It's fine, Rob. I'm happy to sit back and be chauffeured.
Yeah.
You know Henry drew your car this morning.
Did he?
With a wheel off. And a great big bird over it for some reason. I think it was meant to be a seagull.
Helen, the payroll issue I was talking about.
Oh, yeah?
The CMS want to start taking child maintenance straight from my wages.
What?
It seems there's nothing I or Barrow Farm can do to stop them.
Maintenance for Jess's baby?
Yes.
That's outrageous.
Isn't it?
What is going on in that woman's head?
Yeah, I wish I knew.
She's just getting worse and worse. Why is she so sure she can get away with it, Rob?
I owe you an apology.
Oh?
I have something of a confession to make.
Okay.
For the past few weeks, I haven't been thinking very clearly.
Right.
I assumed the best way to stop Jess making our lives a complete misery was to ignore her and hope she'd simply back down.
But she hasn't.
No. Pure wishful thinking on my part. She doesn't work like that. She sees tolerance as weakness. But I've thought it through properly now. There's only one way to stop her trying to destroy everything we've built up together.
How?
Well, I've got to shut her up, haven't I? There's no other choice.
What do you mean? Well, what do you want to do?
Prove I'm not the boy's father. I'm going to take a paternity test.
We'll be right back. You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.